Greetings and good morning, JSS 1 students of All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo. Welcome to our today's e-learning. I am Opara Chidi Opara, your history teacher. Our week 5 topic is Major Centralized States in Pre-Colonial Nigeria, Kanu Boronu Empire. Major centralized states in pre-colonial Nigeria, Kanu Boronu Empire. Objectives of our study. Number one, at the end of this lesson, you should be able to explain the origin of the second Kanu Boronu Empire. Number two, mention the contributions of Ma Idris Aloma to the rise of Kanu Boronu Empire. Then number three, list the factors responsible for the demise or decline of the second Kanu Boronu Empire. It is important to note that we started this topic with the origin and the early history of the Kanu Boronu Empire. We also looked at the false Kanu Boronu Empire and the reasons why the first Kanu Boronu Empire collapsed. Today, we'll be looking at the second Kanu Boronu Empire, AD 1470 to 1848. The second Kanu Boronu Empire, AD 1470 to 1848. It is important to note that the capital of the first Kanu Boronu Empire was at Njimi, while the capital of the second Kanu Boronu Empire was Ngazurugama. With the fall of the first Kanu Boronu Empire, the Sef dynasty, that is the dynasty in charge of the empire, the leaders of the empire, we are forced to move west to Lake Chad and founded the second Kanu Boronu Empire. The name of the founder of the second Kanu Boronu Empire was Ali Gahazi. Ali Gahazi was the founder of the second Kanu Boronu Empire, and he built a new capital at Ngazagamu. He reformed the government. He introduced system of taxation whereby excess taxes were checkmated and stopped. He reduced the excessive powers of the high officers of the state. You should know that one of the reasons why the first Kanu Boronu Empire failed or collapsed was because the family members in charge of the province had excess power. So Ali Gahazi reduced the excess powers of these officers. In other words, he was able to control them and limit their power, so they will not cause trouble for the states. In this way, he put an end to civil wars and crisis, internal crisis, in the second Kanu Boronu Empire. During the era of the son of Ali Gahazi, Ma Idris, that's the name of the son of Ali Gahazi, Boronu Empire, or Kanu Boronu Empire, defeated their worst enemies, that is the SO, and the Bulala, and recaptured the old Kanu Boronu capital, that is Njimi. After the demise of the son of the Ali Gahazi, one of the greatest leaders of Kanu Boronu Empire came on board, and the name of that leader was Ma Idris Aloma, AD 1571 2016-03. Ma Idris Aloma was the greatest of all the Ma of Kanu Borno Empire. He expanded and unified the second Kanu Borno Empire. During his era, Kanu Borno Empire reached the highest height of its power and prosperity. He imported firearms from Tripoli, that is Libya. He was the first leader in West Africa to use firearms. Firearms, that is guns, during wars and civil, to control wars and crises. The use of firearms made his army invisible in battle. He was able to defeat their troublesome enemies, the Bulalas and the Saw, S-O, enemies of the empire. He was able to defeat them. And that affected the empire in a positive way. It is important to know that three dynasties existed in Kanu Borno Empire. Number one, we have the Safawad dynasty, that is a Saf dynasty, the refounders of the empire. The number two, we have the Ma dynasty, that is a second dynasty after the Saf dynasty. And number three, we have the El Kanemi dynasty. Let's look at the factors responsible for the fall of the second Kanu Borno Empire. Number one, we have incompetent leaders. After the fall, or after the demise of Ma Idris Aloma, the second Kanu Borno Empire fell into the hands of incompetent and weak leaders. They were unable to consolidate on where Ma Idris Aloma stopped. They were unable to fight their enemies. They were unable to use and maintain the army founded or established by my Idris Aloma. And so the army became very weak. When the Jukun people attacked them, Jukun kingdom, when they attacked the empire, these weak leaders were not able to respond and save the empire from the attacks of the Jukuns and other enemies of the empire, the Bulalas and the Saw. So it contributed to the fall of the second Kanu Borno Empire. In the 19th century, when Usman Danfodio army attacked the empire and drove the Ma, the then Ma of the empire, Ma Ahmed, into exile, it was Muhammad El Kanemi who later regained the independence of Borno from the Fulani jihadists and established the El Kanemi dynasty that we have today in Kanu Borno, the present day Borno Empire or Borno Kingdom, that is in Borno State, the Kanuri people. It is important to know that we started this lesson with the origin of the second Kanu Borno Empire. And I say the founder of the empire was a man known as Ali Ghazi. He founded the empire and moved and established a new capital. Remember, during the first Kanu Borno Empire, the capital of the empire was out in Jimi. But Ali established a new capital at Ngazamo. And he consolidated on the powers. He reformed the government, stopped excess taxation. And it was also during the era of his son that the Borno was able to recapture the old capital, that is in Jimi. And also I talked about the greatest leader of the empire, that is Ma Idris Aloma. His contributions to the rise of the second Kanu Borno Empire. I mentioned that he was the one that introduced the use of firearms in battle. He bought firearms from Tripoli, present-day Libya, which he used to defeat the enemies of Kanu Boronu Empire, people like the Bulala and the Saw, S.O. I also mentioned that we had three dynasties in the Kanu Boronu Empire. The Safawa dynasty, that is the Sef dynasty, Mad dynasty, and the present El Kanemi dynasty. I also mentioned some of the reasons why the second Kanu Boronu Empire collapsed. And I said one, incompetent leaders. The leaders who took over from Idris Aloma were not competent enough to consolidate on the achievements of Idris Aloma. And it affected the empire. Then secondly, weak army. The army, after the death or the demise of Idris Aloma, the army became so weak that they were unable to fight their enemies. And also the attacks from the Juko kingdom and Usman Danfodio also affected the empire. It's important to know that today we have Boronu states. The Kanuri people are in Boronu state today, and they have the Kanuri kingdom in present-day Boronu state. Present-day Boronu state. Kanuri kingdom in present-day Boronu state. The Kanuri kingdom that we have in present-day Boronu state was the great Kanu Boronu Empire. Assignment. Number one, state five factors that led to the fall of the second Kanu Boronu Empire. Assignment number one, state five factors that led to the fall of the second Kanu Boronu Empire. Thank you.